You know what an ass eater looks like.
Are you an ass eater?
I mean, TBD. TBD.
To be determined.
Like, if I'm licking the pussy and my tongue reaches back there, hey, it happened.
There you go.
It happened. I don't know what to tell you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but you can't always be eating ass. Some of y'all niggas be nasty. Some of y'all niggas be really nasty. And y'all fuck it up for the niggas that ain't as nasty as you. Because now we'll fuck with a bitch after you fucked with her and you ate her ass out. And now she's expecting me to eat her ass out. And I don't really... Nigga, we were just out for a day at the park chilling and shit. You know what I mean? That pussy was hot. You want me to eat your ass right now? Yes. It's fat. And eat it's my not, ass, but that. But bitches be feeling privileged because they got a nice, fat, round ass. They think that every nigga want to eat their ass. And it's because of y'all niggas that eat that shit under any condition.
I don't care if it's sweating. Let me eat it.
I don't care if it's out the gym. Give me, I'm a munch. You know what I mean? Ice Spice fucked it up.
I don't care if you didn't shower today.
Ice Spice fucked it up, yo.
Recording. All right.
It was, yeah, so we already got our what's up, everybody. It's your boy, Richard Picasso.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo. Just a GI character, of course.
Hey, yo.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you too, Richard.
I mean, I'm not a dad, nowhere near a dad yet.
So what? So what? So what? You got some kids out here. You got some kids out here, my nigga.
What kids I got out here?
The niggas that be trying to rap like you. You know what I mean?
Who's rapping like me?
The yo-yo niggas that be trying to yo-yo like you. You know what I'm saying?
What yo-yo rappers?
My nigga, I don't want to expose them, but they there.
I will. They
here.
No, they're not here.
My nigga, they here.
Because I'm here, so they're not here.
See what I'm saying? Those are your sons.
I don't know where they are. I haven't claimed them.
Why not?
Like, my tax return is still single. I'm not claiming no kids.
All right, keep talking. I'm going to find my juice because I don't know where to put my juice.
He,
I think I left it outside.
He lost his juice, which means, like, his drugs.
No. It's real juice.
It's real heroin juice.
It's blue raspberry.
Blue raspberry heroin. That's that new thing on the market. You know, got to give it to the plugs. You know, shout out to the plugs. Shout out to all the scammers.
Okay, shout them all out.
Yeah. No, we ain't. Yep. You know, shout out to all the fathers scamming for their kids.
Shout out to the
kids still in the nutsack. You know, I'm very...
Kids still in the
nutsacks. Kids stealing nutsacks. Who's stealing nutsacks?
Who's still in the nutsacks?
He's just stealing. Stealing. Right.
Shout out to the semen. Shout out to the semen. That man just waiting to get released all over her face. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the semen.
Shout out to Popeye the Sailor.
Shout out to Popeye!
As she blows you down.
She blows! As she blows!
Goddamn. So, you know, Father's Day, you know.
We not back.
Not,
like you never left.
Yeah, like you never left.
In the fucking building. And I got my crack juice.
And you got a brisk blue raspberry drink.
It's really good. Blueberry pomegranate. It's really good. It would have tasted so much better on ice, though.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, this on ice? Ooh.
With a little shot. Then you drinking that, like...
I have a... They call me the fish back in the hood. Back in the day. Back in the day when I was, like, first going to bars and chilling. They used to call me Gilly the Fish. And the reason being is because I fucking throw back liquids. Mm-hmm. I got a bad habit. I could kill, like, a whole 1 liter of Snapple. In one sitting, just sit there.
And your little ass body and not gain a pound, right?
No, I got a little tubby nuts on, nigga.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you look like a normal motherfucker.
I won't lie though. I was standing next to like, there was this brolic dude. And he was my size. He was my height. And I'm like, damn, bro, how the fuck do you fit all that muscle in his body? And then a fat guy gets next to me on my left. And I'm like, and he's my size too, but he's fat. And I'm like, you know what? Between the two of these motherfuckers, I think I'm all right. Like, because the big guy, yo, that takes dedication, time, effort.
Years.
Years, a daily, like, to maintain that muscle. Because once you stop working out, the shit goes down, turns to flab.
You got titties.
And now your muscles all, you know what I'm saying? Like, but it goes to show the people that do that then. because that takes some. The same way I get up in pod, we get up in pod, we yo-yo, we make music. It's the same way them niggas go to the gym. It's the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what they put in their brain to do, so salute to them. But I'm all right. You know what I mean? Like, I could still get up and down. Like, yesterday, like I was telling you outside, I saved a bird. Saved a bird outside. Fucking, I was fishing.
Another bird?
Another bird, bro. I don't know what the fuck it is. I was fishing. My uncle hooked the bird by the wing, or the bird was trying to eat the worm. Let me rephrase this. The bird was trying to eat the worm.
Right, it's the worm.
And then the bird, the wing got like this, tangled up. And then the hook got in the other arm. So my uncle wanted to just cut it. My uncle was just like, cut it, let it go. He'll figure out how to get it off. I'm like, nigga, you got a whole sinker on that. Like, you got a whole sinker. It's a 2-ounce sinker on that. He ain't going to be able to take off comfortably. He's going to be predator. I mean, he's going to turn to, he's going to turn to prey. You know what I mean? He's going to be eaten. So we reeled him in. It was low tide, thankfully. I climbed down to the rocky area, the beach area, where there's just mad big boulders and rocks, probably dead body down there somewhere. I climbed down, and I see the poor bird, and first thing I did, there was no rags. Nobody had a rag. We're fishing with no rags. What kind of fishermen are we? I don't understand these things. So I didn't have no rag. I took my shirt off. It starts to rain. I don't know if you remember yesterday. It was like this light, weird rain coming on and off, and then it came really hard. Pause. You know what I'm saying? Really, like, so I jumped down there, took my shirt off, grabbed the bird, and like, because as soon as I went for him, he was, yo, bro, ready to fuck me up, Richie.
Like, you motherfucker got my arm in this.
Motherfucker, go ahead, go ahead. I seen this before. Y'all niggas want to eat me. Y'all fucking Spanish people, y'all eat birds. I seen this. They got my cousin Willie. He was trying to get me.
He was a rooster.
Yeah. So I took my shirt off. I like distracted him here. I grabbed them like that, and then I told them, pass me down a blade, pair of pliers, and I just started snipping the fishing line, snipped the sinker off, got the one hook that wasn't hooked in his wing away, started unraveling. Bird wings are so weird, because you would think with all those feathers that they have like more like bone or cartilage, but it's really all feather. It's really like... their wings are like this, and then it's feather. So when something's wrapped around it, it was really binded into his arm. And it had me confused, because I'm having to tread through his feathers to find where it starts. I had to put in my brain that bird arms are like this. Once you take the feathers off, they got arms like this. They ain't got no muscles.
They're not like bats.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? They were like, they're not like bats where it's the whole wing.
Yeah.
They have feathers. So I had to put that shit in my... There's a cat outside hunting right now. He's trying to get... Yeah,
cat?
I see him. Yeah, he's hunting. He's trying to catch one of the birds outside.
What color?
It's beige.
He's in my yard?
Yeah, he's in your yard. Look, if you come over here, you can't see it. Oh, now he went to the...
I see him.
Yeah, you see him, right? He's hunting right now. Yeah, I saw him hunting right now. He was looking for the birds, son. He was trying to slap a bird. Oh, he's a nice cat, though. Nice cat. Oh. He caught the bird. He caught the bird. I called it. Motherfucker. Motherfucker. I called it. I said he was hunting. Let's go. Clip that. 735. Yo. He's eating it. Wow. Cats are fucking murderers. Cats are fucking murderers. Right here on the pod, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, the cat, yo, I called it. I said he's hunting right now. And I saw the bird land there before. And he just came through and murdered that nigga.
That's crazy.
Fix your mic.
I was too excited. Sorry.
Turn that way. Yeah. Tight as you can. That way. There you go. There you go.
Yay. So, yo, wow.
That was crazy.
I'm sorry y'all didn't get to officially like CC it, but look, I saw it. He's a witness. We saw it. That means it happened.
Nah, that was a little bit crazy.
That was crazy. I've never seen that before.
Never seen that shit before, neither.
A cat tagging a bird.
Well, I've seen it in like... I've never seen it like in real life. I've never seen it in real life like that.
You see like in shows, documentaries and stuff.
Oh, wow. He's fucking under that table tearing that shit up. You see fucking feathers going everywhere.
He hungry.
What?
But the fact that he caught him... That's like, wow. And he caught him, what, behind the cooler? Because it was behind the cooler, the bird, right?
Well, I saw him hit the glass. Mm-hmm. He landed. He came to the glass door. And then I saw the cat in the background. Cats are so smart because what the cat was doing is going back and forth and back and forth. This bird's flying all over the place. Cat's just... And then he started making his way back and forth to the door and he pounced on the bird. He just pounced on it. Yep. That was crazy.
And caught it.
That was crazy. Oh. Yeah, well, I did save that bird though. Took the hook out the wing. Let it go. The nigga took off. He went back to Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a crazy experience. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, I told them yesterday, like, I feel really bad killing animals. Like, I don't even like killing mice. Like, I understand I kill roaches because they come with the diseases. And that's probably why I kill them and shit. And same thing with mice. Mice aren't good for you and shit. Like, that's why I kill them and shit.
But... rather mice than rats. I know people that live in apartments that have rats.
They have rats?
Rats. Like fucking, you would think they were cat-sized rats.
No, they don't live with them, no.
They live there and then they just pop out like, yo, what's good? What's for dinner?
No.
Oh, some of them I call my cousins because some of my cousins' houses when I visited back in the day, they were the type that like, as soon as you open the door, they had like a fucking rat on the oven.
No.
Yes.
That's disgusting.
With water bugs in the sink and shit.
No.
They were filthy.
No.
Filthy as fuck.
No, I don't like that. But see, there's a difference between being filthy and just being in the wrong place. You know, because I know people that live in the projects and their apartment is spotless and they're forced to get a cat. Nigga don't give a shit about the cat. Don't give a fuck about the cat. Don't love the cat. Don't talk to the cat. All he does is feed the cat, change the cat's litter, and the cat does its job. The cat kills anything that comes in that apartment. That, you know, like, and it's not because he's dirty, but it's because he where he lives. That's the same thing like where I live. I ain't dirty. I'm a clean nigga. There's no food and crumbs and the worst that you have in your house is dog food. You know, because they say you shouldn't leave dog food overnight in the food bowl because... critters go get it.
Yep.
You know, but more than most of the time, my dog bangs it out before we're all in sleeping. It's really rare that there's dog food in there. You know, and roaches aren't really the big deal. We get like you. Sometimes we get some water bugs and shit.
Hmm.
The bigger deal is the field mice.
Mm-hmm.
We get these little house mice and exterminator came through. He gave me this silver box.
Hmm.
And the dude was like, they crawl in it. All you got to do is wind it up. It has like a spring mechanism in it. As soon as they walk in, it springs them into a container in there. And I said, what do you do with it after? He said, well, you call me when it's full, and I'll come, and I'll remove them for you. I was like, you're going to come. Look, the cat's back. That nigga back, B. That nigga back. He's right there.
I was looking in the house.
Yeah, he's right there. That nigga said, yo, what else y'all got, nigga? What else y'all got, nigga? That bird, yo, he's licking his lips. He's licking his lips. He ate that fucking bird, bro. It's foul, son. But yeah, like, we got this fucking rat.
Look, it's looking in the house.
Yeah, nigga, I know. We got this mouse trapper in the house. So the mice, they get trapped. Yo, I don't know how this thing works. I'm like, yo, why would the mouse?
Is this called a bird?
Why would the mouse? This nigga Rich is fascinated.
Sorry, Ray, I see cats in my backyard.
Really?
This is probably like the last time I saw a cat was probably being that long was like probably 5-6 years ago. And when we found it was a little black kitty. And it was like, I guess it was like fucked up because it couldn't even like walk straight. It was like trying to walk and it was like kept falling. So it must have got injured, it must have fell or hit something, or it must have got attacked, because its eye was also messed up. So we believe it got, like, attacked by, I don't know, another cat or whatever type of animal. And we try to take it to the fire station. The fire station, though, we can't take this.
Yeah, no, they're not going to do nothing. They nobody's going to do anything with an injured animal.
And then it's like, you know, if you take it to the shelter, all they're going to do is kill it.
Yeah, like, that's why, you know... Me personally, I think there is a spiritual calling. No cap. think there's a spiritual calling within me with animals. Growing up, I've always had animals around me. Like, I've always dealt with birds, lizards, fish, turtles, frogs, hamsters, snakes. I've always dealt with the critters. You know what I'm saying? Like, and crickets, worms. None of that shit never bothered me. I went fishing Friday night, and I caught 3 fish. It don't bother me to take it off the hook. It don't bother me to, like, I love, and I respect the, nigga, I didn't keep them. I kept one. I kept the last one I caught. But the other two I put back. Because I didn't want to keep them. I feel bad. I literally feel bad. I like fishing. I like the sport of it. But I don't do it because I want to catch fucking Frankie and eat him. I don't want to catch Frankie. Leave, put Frankie back in the ocean. Like, you know that, you know horseshoe crab blood is worth a lot of money? Do you know that?
No.
Oh, it's like a $60,000 a pint. No cap. Look it up on your phone. Horseshoe crab blood. It's blue. It's blue blood.
What's good for it?
Cures is like cancers and diseases and shit like that. I don't know the specifics of why. I just know the price. It correlates where. Remember back in the days when we were kids, there would be horseshoe crabs all over the beaches and all that shit. There's not no more. They've been fished out. There's this Chinese, I hope I'm not getting nobody in trouble. There's this Chinese fish depot down the block from my house. Once a week, there's a box full of horseshoe crabs fucking this tall. A box full, gotta be over 100. A pint of their blood is worth $60,000. Are you kidding me?
It's a lot.
And that's why I'm putting it together. I'm like, these niggas. The Chinese guy trying to tell me, nigga, how stupid you think I am? Nigga trying to tell me, he was like, yeah, we put them back. This gets found in the crabs and we put them back in the ocean.
No, you don't. Not eating them motherfuckers.
Nigga, but you got to look at a picture of it. The way they extract the blood out the horseshoe crab, it's fucked up. It's something out of a sci-fi movie because they have to take it from the heart. They have to take it directly from the heart. Horseshoe crab barely got any nothing on it. It's all legs.
It's an exoskeleton.
It's a pod. Yeah. It's all legs. So they can. It's so disgusting.
It's a Kabuto from Pokemon. Nigga,
they hang. That's funny. They hang them niggas like this on a wall, and they put a tube in their chest, and it's a whole bunch of jars. So it'd be like 30 horseshoe crabs strung up like this. It's getting blood sucked out of them like a Saw movie. The fuck, yo! But back to. This is why I say I really like animals. And
I like how you say all that. What I'm trying to say is I love animals.
I really like animals, and I feel fucked up. I feel fucked up when I think about if dinosaurs were still here, we would be living a lot different.
Oh, absolutely.
That's my point, that I know evolution takes hold, and I know things die. And salute to you people that have conservations and take care of animals, because that's no easy feat. You know what I'm saying? Like, salute to you people that do that. I'm not a big fan of zoos, but when it comes to endangered species, I kind of get it. But then when I think about that, I'm like, if somebody I love is dying and their option is to live with pain or die right now in peace. That's what I think about an animal in a cage. Yes, in the wild, there's a big chance most of these motherfucking animals get eaten. There's a huge chance to get eaten. Not only that, if an animal breaks a bone, a rib, a finger, how many times you see a fish in the ocean with a chunk taken out of it? And the fish is still good. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, animals are gonna animal. I totally get it. But is a zoo better, Rich? Is it better that I'm sitting there in this fucking... Yo, when I go to zoos, and that cat's staying there. When I go to zoos, and I go, and I guess with bugs, it don't affect me as much. But when I see, like, the little monkeys in the little box, you know what I mean? Little monkeys, there'd be, like, 6 of them in the little box, and they all on the branch, dunked out, because they've been there doing a life bid. Niggas is like, yo, I've been here for 16, bro. Yo, I've been here for 5. That new guy in the corner right there, that's Bill. They're sitting there on the branch staring at you. I feel bad for them. But then, the other hand, they'll get eaten. They'll get eaten in the wild. So that's why I say, like, I appreciate conservations and things like that. And I appreciate the people that fucking, the wildlife people, the game police, that police. Like, I watched that show, something, Lawful Louisiana, some shit like that, where they go down, it's down south, and they're game police. So they look for people doing the wrong thing with animals. Keeping too many fish, they found a guy that was going around everybody's lobster trap, and he was checking everybody's lobster trap without permission. So they was following him, they caught him on footage, they pull him over, then they go through his actual cargo that he had. He had female crabs that were undersized before maturity. He was getting a fine for every single female crab.
How much was one?
I don't even know, B, but it was a lot. You could face it's not only money, but it's also time in jail depending on how many you have. And that nigga had like the game warden was just going through it, yo. He was just going through it, just finding crap. I appreciate that because we gotta respect our animals, man. Like, and I ain't talking about the nasty ones that you bite you and die. Like, mosquitoes can all die. I get it. Mosquitoes can all die. I get it. But you know, there's something majestic. Like, even some birds are assholes. Birds are assholes. I hate. I ain't a friend to birds.
I hate swans.
Swans, they chase you, right?
Yes, I got chased by a swan.
You look like you would get chased by a fucking swan. Why'd a swan chase you?
I was just walking in the park.
No, don't give me that shit, nigga. You were doing something you shouldn't have.
What? Just walking to Central Park because I was going to the other side. You know, in Central Park, and, you know, there's the BBQs on 72nd Street, the west side.
Okay.
So I was trying. I was west on the east side.
Highway, ready so, to bone. Ready so to bone.
I'm just walking, like, across, like, to the other side. I'm on 72nd, so I'm just trying to get to the other side.
Okay.
And I go past the lake part, like, it was right in the center. And, by the way, like, there's a dark history of Central Park, but we'll go into that later.
What,
but,
Seneca?
Yeah, the whole Seneca Village.
We're gonna tap Juneteenth and all this shit. We're gonna tap it. Go ahead, continue.
But I'm, like, walking, and there was, like, a whole, like, bunch of swans. There's, like, about five of them. Like, okay. Just all sitting there. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So I'm just walking by, blah, blah, blah. Okay, and I notice one of them starts getting up.
Oh.
And just, like, just his death stare at me, he looked at me like he recognized me. Like on some...
Did you get penoid?
Huh? What?
Did you get penoid right away?
You mean paranoid? You said penoid?
Yeah, I cut it short. Oh. A Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican?
A Puerto Rican.
So I'm like, okay, whatever. So I ignored it, and then I hear like the sound swans make, it almost sounds like, you know, like almost like a geese, like a Barry White geese. Yeah, it's like deeper.
Oh, he was yeah. Growling.
And I'm like, oh, so I start like doing a little quick jog, and then that shit started catching up to me. Then I just started running, like, I'm like, like I'm hiding and shit, and that shit's almost like halfway behind me. Until I get, like, to this bush. There's, like, a lime bush. Like, I jump over that shit. And it just eventually stopped, like, running. It just, like, started hanging around the bush. Like, it's, like, oh, I can't jump this shit.
That's funny. That's fucked up. But that's funny.
I'm like, yo, what did I do? I was just walking. I was like,
I've been chased by birds, though. I've been chased by birds before and swans and all that shit. Nigga, and don't get it twisted. They know how to dodge punches. Like, I've taken a swing at a bird. I know. Why do you think I treat animals so good now? I took a swing at a bird in Casino Park, bro. That nigga fucking came at me. And I thought I could stand my ground and swing at it. Yo, he moved. They moved, son. And like they pecked the shit out of me.
Like Super Saiyan. Nah, he moved.
Nah, he went like this with his neck.
Like Muhammad Ali.
I went to swing and he went like that with his neck. Came back and... Ah! Yeah, fucking birds. Look, again. Even there's something comedic in that, though. Like, there's something comedic for me to think that animals have a personality. And I know they do. I know they do. Like, I got a fish at home. That nigga jumps out of the water to eat. He literally, as soon as he sees you go into the tank with some food, he's jumping out of the water to eat. So I read up, Oscars have that personality trait. They're a little bit of an aggressive fish, but they have character. Look at bearded dragons. You ever seen a bearded dragon? They'd be like this with their heads. They'd be like, she does that too. They'd be like this with their heads though. They communicate with each other. They bob up and down. They flex their chest up and down. That's how they communicate with each other. You know, I love that movie, Look Who's Talking Now. Remember with Christy Allen and John Travolta and the dogs, Danny DeVito. Yo, and the kid, and that was David Gallagher in that movie.
Oh, what?
The little white boy? Mm-hmm. David Gallagher in that movie. Mm-hmm. He used to be my neighbor.
That's what's up.
In College Point. When I moved there, the year I moved there, he left the year I moved there. I think we spent 1 year and then he would come to visit. His uncle used to own the house on the corner that I live next to. Yup.
Nice.
When I saw him as an older person, though, he had pepperoni face. My bad, G. I'm being honest with you. When I saw you, you was looking hurt out here. I mean, I don't know. Maybe the Seventh Heaven makeup. Seventh Heaven, that's what he was on, right?
Yep.
That Seventh Heaven makeup didn't do you no good and shit because you had like, he had pimples and all that shit. You know what I mean? He was wearing shades and shit and all you saw was just pimples and shit. I'm like, that sucks. Hollywood could do that to you, though. You know, like, but yeah, back to the animals, Gene. Yo, take care of your animals, people. Don't fucking mistreat them. I'm not saying to go fucking be, you know what I mean, Crocodile Dundee out here and get stung by a stingray. I'm just saying, like, just be mindful and shit. You know, don't try to poison the raccoons. That's not fucking cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got roaches, call the exterminator. Don't get the BB gun and shoot the fucking mice, even though...
You know,
it sounds like total fun.
Yep. Yeah, there was a story. As a YouTuber named Bruce Do Films. I don't know if you watch it. He's hilarious. He uses like cartoon. He draws cartoons, and he talked about a story where he had a rat in his house, and he set it up like a sharpshooter style, where he was like in the living room and he shot it from the kitchen.
Yo, that's fucked up.
He had like a sniper shot.
That's
fucked up. He set up like a trap, like with food on it. And he just waited like super far.
Nah, I know. That's fucked up.
He just tried to shoot it.
That's fucked up, though. I listen. I'm gonna tell you something.
Tell me.
What?
Tell me something.
Like, when people hunt for sport, that food goes to a good place. You dig? When you just sitting there picking off fucking mice with a BB gun, you're setting yourself up for mass murder. Mm. That's where it starts. Like, there's no reason that you should be doing that to another life. Whether you believe in a God or not, I feel bad anytime I kill something. Because you're going to tell me if there isn't a God. So, you're going, how... I love these religious motherfuckers. Because how do you rationalize that? That's like the vegans. That's like the niggas that don't eat nuts and shit. You know what I mean? And don't eat no meat. And don't eat no dairy. And I don't understand. How do you rationalize that? You mow down more trees and kill more forests and kill more and dismount animals from their fucking homes to build your fucking nut fucking bushes. So you have almond joy and almond milk and almond this and peanut oil and... Like, everything comes at a cost and shit. You know, like, everything comes at a cost. Speaking of which, let's get into it, B. Juneteenth. What the fuck is it? Explain this to me. All
right. Let me give, like, a better interpretation.
No. I want it from the heart. I want it from the heart. Like, I want you to tell me from the heart.
No, it's still brand new to the world, and I don't want to, like, step on any toes, so.
He's like, I don't want to butcher this shit.
All right, well, go on the Wikipedia version.
Nigga, I want the Black Twitter version.
Nah, Black Twitter would be like the "we hate white people for what they did" type stuff.
Nigga, I want the Black Twitter version. Those are your people too. I told you, this is your month, my nigga.
Juneteenth is a federal holiday in the United States commemorating the emancipation of enslaved African Americans. Deriving its name from combining June and 19th, it is celebrated on the anniversary of the order by Major General Jordan Granger proclaiming freedom for slaves in Texas on June 19th, 1865, 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation originated in Galveston, which is in Texas. Juneteenth has since been observed annually in various parts of the United States, often broadly celebrating African-American culture. The day was first recognized as a federal holiday in 2021 when President Joe Biden signed the Juneteenth National Independence Day Act.
People were mad as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
That shit, you heard what he just said? That shit was to commemorate the Emancipation Proclamation that was like over 100 years ago, and yet and still these people just got their holiday. When I say these people, I mean the people that
us people, not you
us people. Yeah, like I you know what I mean? Like, yeah, we just got that holiday. You know, I may have light skin, but I'm Puerto Rican, so I'm black somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, it's sick. It's, you know, I gotta watch my words here. I saw something the other day, and this black dude, he said that Africans from Africa don't fuck with black people from America, cause they consider black people from America to be the enslaved people of the Africans. So they're no longer African. They were taken out of their country. They were enslaved. They're no longer the same people. This is an American, black American that said this.
And not like it was by choice.
This is a black, no, not by choice, but he's just saying how it is. He was like, fuck them niggas. He was saying, fuck them African niggas. Them niggas don't like me because they don't like us and black Americans because we were taken from over there and enslaved and we're no longer their people. He said, fuck them niggas. Them niggas stink. This is his out of, them niggas stink. Walking around still naked, living off land. Fuck them niggas. They don't like us for what we do. And he was saying the upside, you know, slavery sucked. But the upside of every takeover of any culture, religion, the upside of it is the spreading of culture and religion. And I know in the beginning, the ends never justify the mean. I'm never trying to make it sound like it's like it was okay to enslave a group of people, black, white, Spanish. Even my people were raped and enslaved too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying that none of that was right. But the things that come out of that, the culture that's come out of that, the music that's come out of it. Think about all the pain music. Think about all the blues and all that old music of these people fucking running for their lives and trying to look, the cat's an acrobat now. Look, the cat's an acrobat. Look. You see the cat's all the way in the back.
It's coming back down.
Cat's an acrobat. But think about all the people. Think about all the people and all the pain that has been shown through art. Dude, and that would never have come if the hurt didn't come. You know, that's why I say, like, it's a slow burn. I don't think that it's okay. Like, I know you don't think that it's okay. Like, but at the same time, we wouldn't be here, my nigga, if it didn't happen that way. You know, if the things didn't happen the way they happened, we wouldn't be here.
That's the silver lining of, you know, slavery, I would say. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my 12th or 13th great-grandfather being captured and enslaved.
And you got a white last name.
I got a white first name, too.
Richard, King Richard. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't get it.
I got a white man's first or last name, and I'm black and Puerto Rican. All the irony. And I'm named after both my grandfathers.
All the irony, but all the beauty. All the beauty is more like it. Like, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's beautiful that you have all that culture in you. You have all that knowledge in you. All those years.
I'm Nigerian.
And you're Nigerian. Look,
I'm mostly Nigerian.
Nicki Minaj is too, right?
No, she's Trinidadian.
Oh, some shit. But you know, I'm glad Juneteenth, you people, you know what I mean? People got their holiday. It shouldn't be a holiday. It should be. I always come back to this notion.
I'm sure it's a time and a half. So get your work.
Yeah, get your work in. You know what I mean? Get your work and get your money.
So there's something in it.
That's the real positive of it. You know, yep, it's a federal holiday.
You get a day off or a time and a half. You're working and not working.
But man, every day should be celebrated. You should same way. Shout out to my Puerto Ricans last weekend, all partying, you crazy motherfuckers. But
oh yeah, I tell you where that man. It's crazy.
Look how many people. I think everybody should be prideful.
That's what Puerto Ricans think sometimes.
Without being a scumbag too. It's okay to think like that, but you don't have to shame. Nah, you don't have. It's the same when you're a scumbag. To other
you
gotta
be like,
oh fuck!
Man, it is crazy.
Look how many people. I think everybody should be prideful.
That's what Puerto think sometimes.
Without being a scumbag, too. It's okay to think like that, but you don't have to shame. You don't have to. It's the same when you're a scumbag to other people.
You gotta be like, oh fucking.
Like Ku Klux Klan level.
That's weird.
Keep the whites.
Nah, but I
the 14 words. You know the 14 words?
No. You know how many Ku Klux Klan members have changed over, though, in the past years?
Oh, yeah.
A lot have changed over because they just didn't know no better. That's just conditioning, man. Yeah. Like, yeah. That's just hate conditioning. Is taught. I'm not saying that shit's right, yo. Like, if I say KKK member fucking with somebody, and like any racism in front of me, I try to laugh it off. Or if it's towards me, I really ignore it. Because if a person's willing to be racist, that's a different type of person right there. I've been called a spick from miles away, bro. Like a dude, I would never forget, a dude was pumping gas. And he was the fucking spick and he's cursing. And I'm like, who the fuck is it? And I look back and he's like, I'm fucking talking to you, you fucking. He's at the gas station pumping gas. I'm like.
Like, why?
Like, why? But that's my point. That's a disturbed person. Why would I engage in that? Why would you, people that are racist, like, it's one thing to be an undercover racist. I'm not saying that's cool. But if you, like, you know, if you've been jumped by a group of people, say fucking Asians jumped you. Say a group of Asians jumped you. I could see why you would feel weird going to Main Street now. I would say, all joking aside, because everybody down there is Asian. And not to say anybody Asian could jump you, but it's a traumatizing moment. So for a little while, I could understand, you know what I mean, where you could... I was traumatized. My high school wasn't fun. Like, you, these kids let me know that I was out of place. You know what I mean? Like, Everybody was fly, fresh gear all the time. Everybody was friends. They all came from the same fucking, like, there was only a couple stragglers that wanted to be dumb and go to this school that was miles away.
Hey, look at school that 50 Cent went to. The nigga never finished. How smart am I?
You know what I'm saying? Like, but I got teased. I got picked on.
Yeah, I got bullied as well.
I got robbed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got robbed. Like, I got treated like an outsider. And I guess that's what... And I hate the whole fucking black, white, Spanish thing. I try to think of it as a people, as a collective. But in my case, I got picked on a lot by black people in high school. And it took me to grow up to realize I was picking on myself. This is the way life is. You know what I mean? Like whether it's somebody every day tormenting you and bullying you, or whether it's like your boss at work.
Oh, yeah.
It's life every day. Life is going to do this every day. I was beating myself up over, damn, why are they picking on me? Damn, what? Fuck. I stepped on a nigga's kicks, bro. Worst thing I could have did, bro. I stepped on a nigga's kicks. He fucking slapped the shit out of the back of my head. Like, for no reason, just stopped the whole class. The whole class just paused. And I was just like... Yeah, and then, cool. But you know what it is?
What?
I'm not cool with nobody. He got like six of his homies on me already. Already. From the gate. That's the high school I went to.
Yeah,
I mean, like, I used to literally, like, because I'm light-skinned, because I'm Spanish, because I wanted to fit in. You know how I fit in, my nigga? I started playing football. I started playing football and running for my life. And I made sure that the bitch I got in high school had the fattest ass, just so y'all niggas would talk shit about it. That's how I got by, because I couldn't take it no more. I couldn't take it no more trying to fit in with a crowd of people that wouldn't let me in. Like they literally, it was like a problem to be friends with people. And it wasn't a problem to be friends with them. It was because I wouldn't do what they were doing. My nigga, like, the worst I did in school was, like, smoke weed in the staircase. That was really bad, I know. But it was worse. Niggas was throwing air conditioners in the pool. Niggas was fucking in school. Like, yeah, it was bad in high school. Like, the high school I went to. Niggas weren't going to school. Niggas was just staying outside. Security guard come out. Fuck you, security. Call cops. Niggas was bringing guns to school, giving it to Shorty, because Shorty was getting through the metal detectors. But this is the shit. This is the class I grew up in. I had to learn how to have thick skin amongst people because you know what? And that's why I say, it's not a black, white, Asian. It's a group thing. You group enough people in the same place... And they have one agenda in mind, you're going to be the brunt of the jokes if you don't get a part of the agenda. If I wasn't with the rock and rolling, the fucking being bad, the turning the tables upside down, the having the bitch, the getting into the fights, the football. If I wasn't into that, I would have been more outcasted. I would have been more outcasted. It would have been even harder for me. So it's almost like the all that trauma and all that shit, it was a must do. Because I had to learn, nigga, now I'm good, son. I've been to jail. I've been to, why you think I could hold my ground in jail? Because of my high school. Shout out to Andrew Jackson. Shout out to all my niggas in there. You know what I mean? Like, but because of my high school. My high school game. And I was only there for 2 years before I got kicked out. Holla. A year. Two years. Maybe. A year. I think it was the end of, yeah, I think it was the middle of second year. You know, like, that shit gave me thick skin. I appreciate it. But don't for a second think that it's a black or a white. It's a mob mentality. It's a fucking mob mentality. You put a group of people together with an agenda and you don't give them no direction, especially, we're kids. 15, 16, 17 years old. And they go, all we want to do is fucking fuck things up. All kids want to do at that age is fucking fuck things up. Ain't no kid sitting there like, oh my God, I can't wait to go to fucking Harvard.
That was the white schools.
It's not even the white schools. It's just, that's the privileged kids. Mm. Us growing up in different
sides. Who are more privileged?
Well, I just heard Killer Mike on Joe Budden's podcast. And he had to clarify something because niggas was asking him about his upbringing. And he was like, I really got to clarify something. You know how people, when you say you're from Atlanta, people automatically assume, or because I'm black, he said because I'm black, people automatically assume I had like, you know, you have a hard life and this, that, and the third. He was like, his family is like third and fourth generation homeowners. He's like, in his house, the arguments used to be who were they voting for, Democrat or Republican. That was his household arguments. He comes from money. They still have acres of land. Like he said, he still got like 30 acres of land that his family bought in like 1932. He's like, I come from an educated background of people that were successful. You know what I'm saying? Like, not every single person comes from a rough. Not every person isn't privileged to have a good life. There are people that are privileged to have a great fucking life. Go to school, don't have to pay for school, just whatever it may
be. Best education.
Be taken care. Best education. Be taken care of. Mommy and daddy give you everything. Like, there's people that got that like that, and it's all good. As long as they do what the right thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, either stay in your own lane or help people with that shit. Because at the end of the day, like, it fucks me up. It fucks me up that why people are even so aggressive and mean to each other. Like, it's one thing to create thick skin and shit, but yo, people are really fucked. Like, the internet just induced that. The internet makes it even worse, and it hurts me as a person to think that we as a, and I know it's not like all of us on a collective scale, yo-yos, but shit, nigga, we mean, like, we're fucked up to one another. We do fucked up shit to one another. We say fucked up shit to one another, you know, and it's not always a joke or to be taken lightly. Like, I honestly think we need a fix our moral compass. I think that, come on. How the fuck is this nigga Biden and Trump are the people we talking about who's going to be the next president? Look at both of them. That has to do with our moral compass though, bro. If we can't look at things as a whole, the human race, and say, this needs changing. Let's start to change it. And I don't want to sound crazy, but nigga, that's why fucking like, Putin and fucking North Korea and nigga, there's a reason why these countries are run by dictators. And dictators say, and it's not only because the dictator wants to get his asshole licked by a 12-year-old. It's not only that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's honestly because the dictator has some form of knowledge somewhere in the world to see, I think we'll have a better world if we do it this way. And I don't know if he's right or wrong. But I know our system ain't totally correct. Biden died 4 years ago. I still don't know how he's, like, they got this dummy in office. It's a robot. That's a wax replica. That's why it keeps falling.
Yeah. Come on, you never just fell randomly.
Not four times in a week.
I fell four times
a week. I had knee surgery, shoulder surgery, back surgery. I haven't fallen yet. Mm. That nigga has had fucking brain surgery. Do you hear me? He's had brain surgery. Our president has had brain surgery. Where does this go? You know, and that's why I say, like, as a collective, shout out to Juneteenth. Shout out to people getting their holiday. Shout out to the Puerto Rican Day Parade. Shout out to all you holidays that celebrate groups.
You went
of
to
people.
Any of the festivals for PR?
Nah, man. I am a festival. I am a festival all by myself.
Yeah, I was supposed to do that 116th, but they never reached out to me.
Yeah, you told me they dubbed you. Yeah, bitch ass niggas.
Yeah, you bitch ass niggas.
Katie went though.
Yeah, I saw Katie there. Shout out to Katie.
Shout out to Katie.
Friend of the show. Really dope.
Shout out to Raw Zone. Go check out Raw Zone.
Yeah, I think her and her mans was like taking pictures and stuff because I think.
That's dope that they got a little couple thing going on and they could work together and shit like that. That's, you know what I mean? Like, it's. That'd be a dream. As corny as this is going to sound. That'd be a dream.
In relationship wise,
to have a girl that has similar interests as me and actually. We can go places with each other. Like, it don't have to. I don't always have to be the star of my movie. I really don't. I feel like I'm just playing like, a role.
You don't have to be the. You don't have to have a supporting actress. Like, go. Oh, you could switch the role. You could be the star, and
nah,
I'll be
like,
the supporting
actress. I would love it. Like, I would love if I was in, like, if in a different world, if I had the eye for photography, I'd be shooting naked bitches already. I would already be shooting naked. Yeah, I'd be like one of those creeps, like Don Juan DeMarco or some shit like that. Like one of them creep niggas. And fucking, I like to take your picture. And I'll be having bitches in my fucking one room loft with paint everywhere and all fucked up, looking like an artist and shit. And just bring bitches and take pictures of them. That's if I had that. But back to like, even if I had a partner that inspired me to do that. If I had a beautiful chick or a chick that was on the come up and she just. And I'm like, no, I don't take pictures. I can't do photography. Come over here. I'm going to show you how to do photography. I know how to do this. I just need you to take the pictures. Let a girl talk to me like that. Let my partner talk to me like that. Like, yo, come over here. I'm going to show you what to do. Just do what I... That's what I enjoy. And let me have a partner that I could be like, oh, wait, look. You know what the problem is with your audio? If you just tweak it a little bit over here. Look, now save this as a template. Anytime you need it, you could just refer back to it. Like and you can't go looking at you can't. I know the dating apps work because there's people fucking all over the place and there's people in love and meeting each other on Christian meets.
You're probably fucking as you're watching this episode.
Yeah, I mean you might be fucking. Like I know those dating apps work, but I think for entertainers it might be a little bit harder what you put in your bio. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody thinks they could deal with something until they realize they cannot. And the life of an entertainer, how you move around, how you do things, bitches all over you. You know what I'm saying? Like, and God forbid you broke. Imagine being a broke entertainer, but if you're a broke nigga on the hustle, not trying to have a girlfriend.
Yep, I've seen those. We know people like that.
Yeah, but they don't got girlfriends.
They got girlfriends?
Yeah.
They'll have $0, 0 cent, and for some reason have a chick. And I never understood that.
That's the most value they got, though, nigga. The pussy.
It's like the guy will have nothing and the girl would have like mostly everything. Like she'll have something steady, but he'll have nothing. And it's like, okay, what is it about this person that makes you stay? It'll be like they just recently met. It won't be like something forever.
It'll be a big dick though. You can never doubt the power of a big dick or good pussy. I guarantee bitches with great pussy never let a bill go past type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's the same thing. Niggas that are just good for fucking, and their MO is they'll blow your fucking back out, right? Them niggas are the niggas that get called for just that, yo-yos. Yeah, they get, come blow my back out. All right, fucking big Debo nigga, come. Right. You know what I mean? Like, people, do you believe that there's a compatibility law?
What do you mean?
A compatibility law. Like, you are compatible with certain people like in a relationship, do you think there's somebody out there specifically for you? You're one. Or not one, let me rephrase that. Multiple people. Like, because do you think people can be compatible? Or do we just like, all right, I like the way you look. I like the way you are. I like what you do. I like you. You want to go out? And then you go out, and then maybe you have kids, and then, and, you know, you get a house. And do you think that it happens off of, like, pure dumb luck? Or do you think it's a compatibility thing? Like, you ever smell a shorty? You ever smell a shorty, and she could be bad and shit, but sometimes you're like, not that she stinks.
It's a weird aura smell.
It's a weird aura smell. But yet, your man is all over her. Like, yo, she bad. And then you look at man like, nigga, you don't smell that? It's like, no. And he's like, no, nigga, I don't smell nothing. She smells beautiful. I guess roses really smell like, ooh, ooh, ooh. You know, like, but do you believe that? Compatibility?
I don't know. Like, every time I smell the show, you know, they smell good. There was only one other time I had chick that was, like, really beautiful, incredibly gorgeous. But her breasts don't. Like, really bad.
But but how many times it stunk? It was just enough.
How many times it stunk?
Nah, because like, it happens. You don't know. She was eating something nasty. She burped.
But it's like,
she ate ass last night.
I don't
think
she's ass, as far as I know.
Nigga, you never know what an ass eater... How do you know what an ass eater looks like?
Are you an ass eater?
I mean, TBD. TBD.
To be determined.
Like, yeah. If I'm licking the pussy and my tongue reaches back there, hey, it happened.
There you go.
It happened. I don't know what to tell you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but you can't always be eating ass. Some of y'all niggas be nasty. Some of y'all niggas be really nasty. And y'all fuck it up for the niggas that ain't as nasty as you. Because now we'll fuck with a bitch after you fucked with her and you ate her ass out. And now she's expecting me to eat her ass out. And I don't really, nigga, we were just out for a day at the park chilling and shit. You know what I mean? That pussy was hot. You want me to eat your ass right now? Yes. It's fat.
And
eat
it's my not, ass,
but that, but bitches be feeling privileged because they got a nice, fat, round ass. They think that every nigga want to eat their ass. And it's because of y'all niggas that eat that shit under any condition.
I don't care if it's sweating. Let me eat it.
I don't care if it's out the gym. Give me, I'm a munch. You know what I mean, Ice Spice fucked it up.
I don't care if you didn't shower today.
Ice Spice fucked it up, yo.
I don't know. And even with Ice Spice, even when she shakes her ass, I'm like, okay, whatever.
Nah, it was that song back in the day. My neck, my back, lick my and my crack. My neck, my back, lick my. Cause I wonder when eating ass. I wonder like I gotta. This is gonna sound weird. I gotta do a porn history. I gotta do porn history to see when was that first blowjob really good, where she did the salt and pepper shit. You know what I mean? And was like, when was it? Cause I know back in the day the porn used to look weird. Like they used to just all be making love. Yeah, everybody was hairy. You know what I mean? The bitches had mullets. All the dudes had the fucking the mustache, the one stash. You know what I mean? Like it was all weird back in the, I got a really preserved memory of the time I ordered $500 worth of porn, right?
Damn.
Yeah, I ordered $500 worth. I was 5 years old, and every time, I told this story before, but every time I would press the pay-per-view button on the old cable boxes, right? And every time, like, it was about to get heavy, like, shorty would have her tits out. Like, I got this image of red lipstick, blonde hair, and big double D titties like cannons. But then the nigga would whip out his cock, and his cock was the size of me. I'm five. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about five. I'm 5 years old. His cock. And I'd be scared, and I change the channel, and I keep going back to it just to look at the titties. But every time I see the dick, I get scared. And then I don't know what's really going on. I just know she's and then he's and then they're doing this weird fucking motion. I don't know. I'm like. And then all of a sudden, my dick's getting hard. And I'm like,
why?
Why? What is going on, yo?
Why are you feeling
this? The best part is getting caught. My stepfather pulls me into the room one day, and that nigga's like, yo, you been watching porn? I'm like, what's porn? He's like, you know what the fuck porn is. Don't be fucking stupid. You've been watching, you've been ordering something on the TV? I said, nah, man. No, it wasn't me, man.
It wasn't me, bro.
It was me, man. And he got the, he called the cable company and he asked them to send what times that everything was ordered. And it was only me and my mom home at during those times. And my stepfather was like, bro, just give it up. Your mom's not going to watch all this porn. Even if she watches some, she's not going to watch all of it. Like, I ordered fucking $600 worth of porn in a month, bro.
Damn.
Yeah, that's because I kept changing every time.
That's the dick back came. Then dollars.
My nigga, this is back then dollars. Like, shout out to my stepfather. That's shout out to Father's
that's
Day.
That's like $1,200 to this, that's today's money.
Yeah, man. Like, but that's why I say, like, when it comes
to... Yeah, I did that song with my dad like that almost.
I was trying to tell Steve last night.
Shout out to Stephen Pentilda.
Shout out to Steve. Shout out to
Steve. The Air Brothers. The whole comedy show.
Shout out to Comedy Show. Go check out Brian Dempsey's on Bell.
Every Monday.
I told him that. I said, my nigga, there's levels to this shit, bro. There's people that are swingers. There's men that are simps. There's women that have AIDS. And they handing that shit out to every nigga because they're bitter. Like, there's levels to this sex. Don't get caught up in somebody's petty relationship bullshit. It's not worth it. These bitches live at home. And if they don't live at home, I don't know what to say. If they don't live at home, then they got a crib. Mm. But the fact is, it's not, any relationship is not worth stressing. Man, woman. There's levels to this shit. If you want something, you can go out and find that in somebody. There's 8 million people in this world.
No. 8 billion.
There you go.
Like New York, even more than
yeah, you're right, you're right. 8 billion. But you figure with 8 billion, there's somebody to be compatible. That's why I asked you that. Do you think that you just make a decision or there's some compatibility? Because...
I don't think you're going to have anybody that's your everything.
I didn't say that.
You're not going to have everybody that's
I mean,
everything.
The way you guys feel like connected. That's what I mean. I mean, the way you feel connected with a person is like, what you doing? Oh, where? Where you going? What's his name? That's his name? Nowhere? What's his last name? Nowhere what?
Oh, damn. I'm glad. Damn.
You look nice on a Sunday. Here. Oh, I'm sorry.
For my friend's dad.
Father's Day. On Father's Day. Doesn't God play a cruel joke when you fucking...
My sister's behind and anybody's wondering.
Nah, we're talking to nobody.
No, it's people ask, like, who's that in the background? He gonna edit
this shit. And your dress matching your drink. Look at you.
He never edits anything out.
You don't edit nothing out?
What?
No.
You just let it roll?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
He never edits anything.
I think he edits it. Like,
no.
I don't take none out. No. You know why? Like, I mean, it's not that I could, but it's like, for what?
I got it just like that. And it has my name on the side of it like that. Why
are
you trying to be like me?
Nigga, trying to be like me.
Damn.
You're trying to be like me.
Yeah, I feel like...
We could share the same space.
I don't want to. I ain't gonna expose nothing on the show, dude.
You mean what?
I ain't gonna expose nothing on the show. I ain't gonna do that.
Exposed
what, son? You got something to say?
About what?
About me? About oh, about what? You? About you?
About me?
About you. Ha ha. Ha ha. Yes. He don't really have nothing to expose with me because I expose myself here.
Don't do that. Boy.
Oh, see? See? Oh, no. Yeah, no. You stalkers, you stay away from her. You're going to have to deal with me.
Just now, I thought you blocked us.
You called me from an alternative number.
Damn, this is thirsty.
The nigga I'm fucking with now, that I'm fucking with him, he works...
The same stuff?
Yeah, how I'm fucking with a nigga who works 7 days a week.
That's perfect. That's perfect. I only need you to come home to do a couple things. Yo, like, go to work. Yo, get me a shorty that works 7 days a week, please.
That's it.
He's
talking about he wanted me to, that I used to be normal and hanging out with bum niggas. niggas who didn't have no jobs and like.
Oh,
that's a bad thing.
He booty hurt.
Yeah, he mad.
He sound like that's how this nigga Steve was sounding last night.
Oh, this nigga scary. The nigga that she knows.
He's scary.
Very.
Yeah, he carries a knife. He's weird.
Mind you, he's like 6'7". That nigga's fucking tall and very skinny. Like he likes Slender Man, a black Slender Man.
If you don't get your 6'7", your big ass is not gonna get close to me to use that knife. You 6'7", my nigga. Yo, and if he comes at her, I'm throwing you at him. You 6'2". Put me on your shoulders. We 7'2".
I guess. 7'2". We'll be.
And, he was bugging out. And I'm like, I'm not going to hang out with bum niggas no more. I'm sorry. Y'all entertained y'all last summer. But it's a new year. It's a new summer.
What you do to that man?
Nothing.
I'm like his therapist. He calls me when he's like in crisis. Yo, I just did some shit
that
and I like talk him off the ledge type shit.
Mental health
is important.
It's mental health.
No, no, because I was gonna say tell that nigga to fucking take that knife and turn it the other way and leave you alone. if life, I'm sorry, I know it's insensitive, but if life is so fucking bad that you gotta call somebody every time you're in a goddamn crisis and you're walking around with a knife and you're 6'7", do something with the knife. Just fucking stick it right here. No more problems.
Yeah, I told him you gotta go to jail or something because I can't.
She said you gotta go to jail or something. I'm done.
Jail.
My nigga,
they could get
to the property. Now, yo, son, you're not understanding. You need to go in there where nobody is around you and you're by yourself. Okay, solitary, and don't call me from that phone. Right? Like, they charge me.
Solitary confinement.
This is a collect call from.
Yeah, like.
Sing Sing.
Like the screen.
Yo, is that how you would answer? Yo,
he screams in. I'm gonna kill you. Do you set the charges?
Yeah, like, no.
You know you would. You know you would.
You would.
Just entertain it. Just entertain it. Nah, nigga. If he goes to jail, just give him Rich's number.
No.
This way.
No. For what? Why?
So you could be his therapist.
I don't want to be. I'm already like other niggas' therapists.
You could be his therapist.
I don't need no more therapy. I don't need to be therapy.
You got that face that you wanted to like tell him shit.
I don't know why.
You want to know the truth behind that face? That nigga don't want to hear shit, though.
I don't.
He don't.
That's why he gets bitches around him, though. Because he got that a face that they're like, all right. Yeah, I can talk to him. I can trust him. Rich is sitting here like this with his yo-yo. When am I going to put in your butt?
Like, I'd be in the car, even, like, driving, and it'll be like, I just hate this world so much. And I'm like, oh, God.
Like, damn, that's unfortunate.
What time you get? I look at GPS, like, damn, 45 minutes? Fuck.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst. I hate that. Being in long car rides with the wrong people. Oh, like, yo, I hate going in my man's car. He don't let you smoke. He don't let you drink. He don't let you do nothing. And then the nigga. Yeah, I got it right this time. That was the first one. The next one I got is better.
What size is this?
That's a large. Yeah, yo, like, I can't stand being in the car with, like, the wrong people. I was in my man's car, and we had, like, a two-hour drive. No smoking, no drinking, no pulling over. And then he listens to
Z100. Oh, no.
He listens to Z100 faithfully. Like, faithfully. I could tell he was holding back the singing. I could so see it on his face, bro. He's just like...
Ah!
Oh, my God, yo. I can't stand that. Oh. You my mans, though. I know you watch the pod. I'm just talking shit.
Z100. You watch Z100, nigga. Aw, that's so sweet.
Nigga, Z100 used to be a shit back in the day. I won't lie. When I hit fucking... It's tearing up my heart when I'm with... From a distance and shit. I could be in the middle of nowhere. I'm like, when you are a part of...
And you're like, you're alone in the car type shit. That's when you play all your hits.
My favorite song is...
Fire.
Oh, God.
The one.
That's this.
Yo.
When you were your homies, it's like, dude, nigga, what's wrong with you, man?
I want to shout out... Shout out my babysitter, God bless the dead, Yvette Delgado. I grew up with her three sons, Mark, Robert, and Steven. She was my babysitter when I lived in Brooklyn, and I grew up with them for like 3 years of my life. Get out of school, be with them like they were my brothers. And nigga, the Backstreet Boys had nothing on us. We used to get in the living room, throw that shit on. I was the nigga with the ponytail before I had a ponytail. Go figure that one, huh? I was the nigga with the ponytail, and we... What? Yo, I miss my brothers, yo.
And they still on tour, the Backstreet Boys. That's crazy.
Nigga, once you get a hit single, nigga, this...
Man, they had mad hits.
That's it. Once you become an entertainer, only you can fuck it up. Like, only... That's like the winning lottery ticket. The winning lottery ticket... Even these fucking momentary people that make money on fucking Instagram and the social media influencers. Even that new job. Nigga, once you're in, you gotta fuck it up to get out. You gotta really fuck it up. Do drugs. Blow it on hoes. Me. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta fuck it up to get out. But most niggas that are rich and making... And, nigga, all they do is go perform. This is their life now. You're not... You get paid to do one job and one job only. Make the music and go fucking perform the music. Everything in between there is up to you not to fuck up. But we see too many times, nigga. Like, people fuck up. Look at the 27 Club. You know what I mean? Most of them is drugs. Nope. Drugs. Most of them is... That's fucked up.
Yeah, and they were great. They didn't even reach like the prime of their life yet.
No, they just passed 25. You know, they would just be coming good.
They were 27.
They say your peak is like between like 33 to 40. That'd be like your peaking.
That's like your fall off. Like just the start of your fall off is like your 30s. But
then you look at the anomaly that is Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's 55 years old, 52 years old. That's an anomaly right there, in phenomenal shape. You know what I'm saying? With moving around, comedy club, he shows no signs of stopping his growth. That shit's fucking cool. Like, he looked like he got more control than a person than Diddy. Like, Diddy don't look like he has control over what goes on, what he's doing.
Diddy,
you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a way to have control and be successful at the same time and maintain your growth. There's a way to do all three. You just can't shy over it. I want to, we've been here for 1:06. I wanted to say happy Father's Day to all you fathers.
Real fathers.
You mother fathers.
You stepfathers.
You fathers. Fuck all that.
You mother fathers. Nah, I got a couple single moms that play the role.
Okay, that's it.
As best they can.
They have Mother's Day.
What?
That's Mother's Day.
Nah.
Single Father's Day.
I celebrate those. I'll give those women because I seen those women get down in the fucking dirt and mud.
Okay, Mother's Day, we say Happy Mother's
Day.
Nah,
I'll give it to them on Father's Day too, though.
What about the single fathers? You say Happy Father's Day to them on Mother's Day?
Single fathers?
Yeah, like if there's a single father that you know.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. My uncle played the role. His baby mom's left two kids at his door. 4 and 6 years old. She went to go be a police officer. He raised his kids to grown adults, college and everything, good jobs and everything. Like, they still, one still lives with him. You know what I mean? And come the holidays, I celebrate that man, because I'm not saying he plays the best role of a woman, like a woman would. The love, the caring, the affection. There's something about when the kids slid out of your vajayjay. You know what I mean? Rather than my sperm creating the egg, there's a different type of love that's given. So I'm not telling you that he does the role perfect, but to pick up the rings when the mom isn't there on Mother's Day, when the kids want to go see the mom, and the father's like, fuck it, she busy? Let's go, we'll go chill. You should get some praise for that on any holiday. So I give it up to the moms that play both roles. Yo, it must suck when you're a single mom and you have to be strong-armed because your little boy is 12 and 13 now. And you see those hormones are starting to kick in. The chicken is starting to look good on him. He's getting a little thick. And now you guys are getting into little verbal altercations and shit because it happens. And and now you, but I give it to that. Yeah, you say you beat that nigga ass, and then that nigga's 14 starts working out, and one argument, he takes it, it goes sour because you didn't stand your ground.
He's going to state. Yeah. That nigga hitting me. I'm yeah. Fuck,
10
years old,
2 years
old.
Yeah. Well, I think that's no cap though. I see a lot of little white kids act out like that. Yeah, fuck you, mom. And I seen a white kid hit his mom in Target, and she folded. He hit her in the side of her thigh. He said, "I'm getting the toy." Smacked her. She folded. She was like, "All right, get the toy."
Get out of here.
Swear to God, I seen that shit firsthand.
My mother just had to look at us one way, and we was like, "Yeah, no."
But like I said, it's different. You know what I mean? It's different. Like
different parenting.
You knew that she would tell our father, "Fuck that."
See, growing up, I had fear of my father. I feel my stepfather because my mom, she kind of like, he would punish me over everything. Every fucking thing I was punished. It's fucking annoying. I already don't go outside. The fuck, you taking all my TVs away from me and my video games? Like, the fucking punish me all the time. So I used to avoid that nigga at any cost. But it was never off of a fear of him putting hands on me. Especially now, like, I wish we would have fought when he was younger. Because I wish I could have tested it. I wish I could have tested it just so I could see if I could have whipped his ass. Now I look at him and he'll shrink. You know what I'm saying? You all right?
Yeah, it's just getting in my ear.
You're doing something with your mouth, too.
No, I go.
What are you doing?
Scratching his ear.
No.
With your mouth?
Yeah, from the inside.
Nose and throat are all connected.
Yeah, you never knew that?
Well, you do like
that's
this.
The face she be making, too, when she...
What girls you best with that dude?
She puts her finger in here too.
That's the face I'm about to make you make after this podcast.
Who, yo-yos?
You.
Me.
What the fuck you say me?
Whoa, yo-yos, we out of here. Yo-yos.
All right, thank you all for watching. Please like and subscribe. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Peace, love, and
happy Father's Day.
God, you weirdos.
You weirdos, look. You guys make me fucking feel awful.